Hey everyone, I'm Bridget, and welcome back to our series on using remote containers in Visual Studio Code. In this video, I'm going to show you how to add software to an existing container. So right now our dev container has Python set up, which is really useful, but what if we want to add another software to it? Like, what if our company uses Node.js a lot, and that would be really helpful, but I'm not really sure how I would approach that. So one of my first options is to go ahead and install software through the integrated terminal, so I could run a command in the terminal in VS Code. Most container images are based on Debian or Ubuntu, where the apt or apt-get command is used to install new packages. However, if I make changes to my dev container and I go ahead and need to rebuild it, all of the changes that I went ahead and installed through the integrated terminal would be lost, and I would need to go ahead and install any new packages that I installed there every time that I rebuild my container, which feels like it's not necessarily the most efficient or best practice to use. One way to avoid this problem is to use the postcreate command, which is going to be a property in our devcontainer.json, which is a file that Burke went over in the previous video. However, the really most robust and efficient way to install new software is in our Docker file. So that's what we're going to take a look at in this video. All right, so here I am in my Python application in my Python dev container. So what I'm going to do is open up the Docker file. So I'll go over here and in my .dev container folder, I'll click on the Docker file. And at the bottom, I'm going to go ahead and add some code. So that way I can add Node.js into my dev container. And again, the best way to do that or to add really any new software so that it persists is to do that in the Docker file. So to go ahead and explain a little bit on the code that we went ahead and added into the Docker file, let's break down the code that we went ahead and added here. So we can see that we have a run command here. And now essentially a run command is going to go ahead and create a new layer. And now layers are going to be how the container knows what has changed and what in the container needs to be updated when you rebuild it. As a best practice, you should try to keep related logic together in the same run statement or in the same run command. So that way you don't create unnecessary layers. Now the backslashes that we have here at the end of lines are needed if you have multi-line run commands. And the double ampersands that we have here are how you can add a new command to your run command. And then finally, the dash y that we have here ensures that this command here, this apt-get, doesn't prompt you to confirm that you want to finish the installation. So for instance, when we have this installation here, if we didn't have the dash y, there wouldn't be anything indicating if we were saying yes or no to complete the installation. Instead, it might, the container build would fail or it'd get hung up there. So you want to make sure that when we're installing something, we include that dash y. All right, so now that we have this code here, this run command to go ahead and install Node in our current Python dev container, I'm going to go ahead and save this. I'm going to do Control S. And now I can run the command, and I can do this by opening the command palette or by using the remote indicator in the bottom left. And I can say remote containers, rebuild container. And I want to do that whenever I make changes to my container's configuration. So here we are. We are rebuilding our container, so that way the changes can take effect. So now we can see that our window has reloaded. So now our container is rebuilding. We can see here in the bottom right that this notification tells us that it is building our image. And if we wanted to, we could learn some more information about what's going on. We could click Show Log, which would show us details in the terminal. So for instance, I could select that and it would give me some more information about what's going on. All right, so now let's go ahead and check to make sure that Node installed successfully, and let's check what version installed as well. So I'm gonna say node dash dash version. And there we go. We can see that we now have Node successfully installed within our dev container, and it is Node version 14, which is the version that we decided to put in our Docker file. So we did successfully add a new tech stack or a new software to our dev container, which is awesome. Thanks for joining me today to take a look at installing additional software into our dev containers. In the next video in this series, it's actually going to be the final video, and we're going to wrap up what we covered and check out some additional resources so you can continue your learning into the world of remote containers and Visual Studio Code.